This month of October is jam-packed with games, from huge hyped-up releases to cult classics being completely remade. Today's list is going to have something for everyone. I'm your host, Retrospect, and today we're going to be going over some of the top games dropping this October. First on our list is Ghost of Yotai, dropping on August 2nd. Now, this is shaping up to be PlayStation's next biggest release, and this is from the team behind Ghost of Tsushima, and the sequel ditches Jin and introduces a whole new protagonist named Atsu on a journey across Hokkaido. The devs say it's probably their most open, player-driven game yet. You get to interrogate different enemies, grab mission cards, or just point your spyglass and wander into the golden fields, snowy mountains, or fire-scorched battlefields. And they've even changed some of the fighting so you get way more of it and more blood.
I found something new to live for.
Coming up next is Little Nightmares 3, dropping October 10th. Now this time, you're gonna play as Lo and Alone, two kids trying to escape the Spiral, a maze of terrifying places where nightmares feel alive. Each character even has their own tools. Lo carries a bow, and Alone wields a wrench, and you'll need both to solve puzzles, unlock paths, and survive the creepy residents lurking in the dark. For the first time ever in the series too, you can face the horror together in online co-op, or of course, go solo with an AI partner by your side. Next on our list is Battlefield 6, dropping October 10th, and when I got to play this on the free beta weekend, I was so convinced that this is probably one of the best entries in the whole series. Multiplayer returns with four classic classes: Assault, Engineer, Support, and Recon, each bringing their unique perks. From run-and-gun AR chaos to long-range sniper headshots, every role is going to feel completely distinct, and weapons can even be deeply customized. Although the attachment slots are capped to keep balance in check, this Battlefield 6 is looking great, especially if you're looking for a new shooter to play with your friends.
Sorry, boys.
Nice shot.
Yeah,
well, that was easy.
This is it.
I see the flag.
Say when.
Sending.
Battlefield 6. Pre-order now.
Escape from Dukhov drops October 16th, and this takes the extraction shooter formula and changes it into something surprisingly wholesome. Instead of the grim realism with blood everywhere, this top-down single-player adventure is all about ducks, cartoon animals, and quirky survival mechanics. You get to scavenge supplies outside your shelter, fight through fog of war zones, and discover loot drops while trying to uncover the mystery of Dukhov's egg-shaped world. And this is actually one of Steam's most played demos, so it shows how much players are hooked to this type of game, and I definitely recommend just giving it a try. Coming up next is Vampire the Masquerade Bloodlines 2, dropping October 21st. Set in the dark underworld of Seattle, you play as an elder vampire navigating clan politics, mortal threats, and the ever-present risk of breaking the masquerade. Your chosen clan is going to define your vampiric powers, shaping exactly how you hunt, fight, and even manipulate the world around you. When you feed on humans, it keeps your abilities strong, but if you get sloppy, it risks exposing vampire society's biggest secret. And I really like the way they handle the fighting in this game. The weapons are handled through telekinesis, so you can rip guns away from enemies, fire it mid-air without even touching it, and then throw it at them if you wanted to. Mix all the environmental projectiles with your own supernatural powers.
Did you hear my fire? My fire.
Yeah! Coming up next is Painkiller, dropping October 21st. And this game takes us back to Purgatory, where the only way out is unleashing pure, righteous carnage. Now, this is a remake of the 2004 cult classic, but the new entry keeps the gothic style and the insane demon-slaying action while adding co-op for up to three players. Here, you play as one of Heaven's condemned champions, given one final shot at redemption. That means blasting through hordes of disgusting enemies, killing demons with terrifying powers, all while doing this in detailed, beautiful gothic arenas. Jump in by yourself or with friends and find out why Painkiller became a legend in the first place. Next on our list is Dispatch, dropping October 22nd, and this one puts you in the shoes of Robert, a washed-up ex-superhero once known as Mecha Man. His suit is busted, his glory days are gone, and now he's just stuck working for the SDN, the Superhero Dispatch Network, a company they send squads of superpowered convicts to clean up the city's chaos. Gameplay mixes story-driven dialogue choices with different tactical management elements, so you get to choose which heroes to send to crimes and events based on their stats, traits, and even cooldowns. Some are brains, some are brawn, and some are just complete loudmouths who keep you distracted with all their banter. Out there,
if you just listen to the wind.
On October 29th, The Outer Worlds 2 drops, and this is going to mark the return of Obsidian's award-winning sci-fi RPG. Now, just like the first game, you're going to mix first-person combat, stealth, and even branching dialogue trees to shape your path through a satirical, hyper-corporate future. Now, this is set in a timeline where McKinley was never assassinated, and Roosevelt never busted the monopolies, so megacorporations went unchecked, and they eventually expanded into space, terraforming alien worlds for profit. The result is just a big galaxy built on class divides, greed, and bad corporate slogans. For you. For you. And last on our list is the Ark Raiders, dropping October 30th. Here, you drop into a future Earth under siege by a mysterious mechanized force called Ark. Drones, hulking giants, and all different sorts of robotic things are roaming around the surface, while the rest of humanity huddles underground. Only the bravest raiders step out to loot resources and survive the deadly open world. This is a PvPvE game, so it lets you go solo or team up in squads of two or even three scavengers, fighting different NPCs and fending off rival players. The gunfights are really intense and strategic thanks to all the scarce resources, so there's not tons of bullets, and it even has very, very realistic weapon handling. So when the giant behemoth robots show up, squads across the lobby have to basically truce, not kill each other, and work together to bring them down, or you're all just gonna die. And those were some of the top games dropping this October. Remember, some of the calendar dates do change for games, so be sure to check out RGX calendar to stay up to date with upcoming game releases. My favorite one coming out is definitely going to be Battlefield 6. I just really like playing with my friends and hearing them die and scream, and Battlefield mechanics of the destruction and just all the classes has always been really, really fun. But let me know what you guys think in the comments below. Which one was your favorite? Maybe there's a game on this list that you really like, or maybe there was a game on this list you think should have been on here. Let us know. I've been your host, Retrospect. Thank you very much for watching, and we'll see you guys next time right here on Opera GX. Bye, everyone.